Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And laugh when he's conquered and won.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Some are saying that Jake Hassan has turned into like 1999 Pedro Martinez on the board. Those people are correct. Great job by Jake. Next hour on the show, Femi's Things and Joey Kanish will join us. But for now, and we'll get to college football in a few minutes, my thoughts on Bama, Georgia, Penn State, Oregon. But for now, let's see if we can finalize our Survivor thoughts for the weekend. So we are eliminating the Lions, correct? We want to save Detroit.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to cross off Lions, cross off Chargers.
All right, so Lions and Chargers are crossed. I'd like to bring a couple other teams up for consideration. I think the Eagles are definitely winning this weekend.
I tend to agree. I don't know if definitely is how I describe it, but once again, with our holiday considerations, Eagles play Black Friday. So I feel like that's a bullet that we're going to want to save. They're hosting Chicago. So it's Bears at Eagles, yeah. Black Friday. That's a Black Friday game.
Okay.
In case there's injuries in other games, and all of a sudden, like, what do we do? Like, we want to have that bullet to be able to fire, to get through that other week.
What about, and like, we have to wait to see what the injury reports look like.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Niners.
I like Jacksonville. I bet them earlier on Sunday. Convince me on San Francisco, because I don't think I can, like, Purdy's probably back, but still no Kittle. Obviously, Ayuk, which
no Bosa.
I don't think didn't sound good.
All right.
No Bosa. Okay. Like, I could see that going sideways, even with Purdy coming back.
Tyler, your thoughts?
I mean, I'm good on San Francisco. Me and Femi had Denver. You have not mentioned anything about the Denver game.
Yeah.
Knicks is a little scary, but I thought Denver.
I bet Cincinnati plus 7.5.
I mean, that's a big window, though, at least. You bet Miami last Thursday.
I did.
And we advanced.
I would not be totally stunned if the Broncos lost.
So here's the case, though. 58% of the pool has Denver because a lot of people use them week one. So Denver is not going to be like your traditional 7.5-point favorite in terms of like their popularity this week because people already use that.
Okay, so I hear you. I just like, oh, God.
I mean, like, Bo Nix could screw it up. Like, I 100% acknowledge
that. What time is the game?
I think it's a traditional, like, 8:15.
Yeah.
Okay. It's an 8:15 game.
All right. Okay, that makes it a little better. I'm just telling you right now.
Eastern.
No, I have, like, my stomach hurts right now. I'm not joking. Thinking about, like, having Bo Nix in Survivor.
It's not fun. It's not fun, man.
I just think about it. Like, that Broncos defensive line against the Bengals offensive line might single-handedly just win a game. Bo Nix might not even have to do anything. the way that Cincinnati Bengals offensive line is.
Like they still and have the like defense, Jason Higgins too. Okay, so let me posit this, okay? There's no way that it could be as bad as it was last week, right? For the Bengals. I guess it could be. But it's probably not going to be, right?
I think it could.
I mean, I don't think they're going to turn the ball over five times again. Like, I don't think that's going to.
I mean, they're going to lose by 38?
It seems unlikely. Very unlikely. But, like, Denver backs against the wall, 1-2 at home. This is as close to a must win as you'll find in September as, like, you'll ever get. Like, I think that this is like one of those Sean Payton kitchen sink games where extra time to prepare for this soft defense of Cincinnati. They can run all over them. Bo Nix, like Tyler said, he might not have to participate in the game that much, especially with what Denver's defense can do. And the fact that there's only 58% of the people that have Denver available. I think Denver makes a lot of sense.
All right. Let's finalize the pool of teams. From the people that brought you to the pool of props, here's the pool of teams. So Houston is in the pool.
I think they're in the pool, although Cam Ward does scare me, even though like the team looks horrendous. But like,
I love how we've gotten to the point where Cam Ward scares you, but Jamar Chase and T. Higgins don't.
Well, I mean, Jake Browning's throwing them the football. Like, that doesn't scare me.
Houston, Denver, New England, The Raiders.
I like to risk it. I think that this is kind of an unnecessary risk, given the fact that we
have
now benefited
question.
From the week one risk.
How about this for a question? Riddle me this, Femi. Mm-hmm. Since I don't know if people know this. I think I may have said it on the air. Riddle me this. That Femi did a second solo entry without telling us. Not that he's willing to do whatever he wants with this money, just that like he didn't tell anyone until like after like week two. I was like, oh, by the way, like I have a separate entry and I did this. Who are you taking in your other entry?
I got knocked out being a madman. I took the Texans. I took the Texans on Sunday. Yeah. I got knocked out.
No.
Great pick.
Yes.
I thought you took the Chiefs. Yeah, it was.
So on the show on Friday, I said I was going to take Kansas City. But then on Saturday, we got the Xavier Worthy news. And I was like, you know what? Like, it's Worthy. And they also play Thanksgiving and Christmas. So like,
You took the Texans as a road dog in Jacksonville, but you wouldn't take the Raiders and pick them against the Bears?
I just like
and
the spot
And you love
a lot
the
for
Raiders.
Houston. I do love the Raiders. I love the spot for Houston last week. Like, I bet Houston with my own money as well. Like, I thought they were going to win the game.
Are you going to bet the Raiders?
I'll probably bet the Raiders. Yeah. Yeah, I'll probably bet the Raiders. Especially with the way, they're not like they're the favorite now, by the way. They're one. So, like, I think the market's probably right.
At BetMGM or no? I think BetMGM still has the Bears
everywhere.
Favored.
No, BetMGM really? Has Raiders now. Yeah. They're 1-105. So it's like, it's like obviously a very, very small favorite.
Yeah. So now, like, we're.
The best price
I see. Yeah. We're right. Now we're correct. Yeah. Raiders. Yeah. That's.
Like, I wanted.
Way more correct than the Bears favored.
Yeah. Like, I wanted, like, Raiders plus money, which is no longer available. So maybe, I don't know. Maybe I put something small in the game, but it's like, I feel like that's just right. I had very strong convictions about Houston last week. Clearly, I was wrong. Shout out to Nico Collins and the crew. But I feel like we took the risk in week one so we could fire this Denver bullet here in week four. Like, this is like, that's the fruits of our labor, of having this bullet available.
I have to tell you something, man.
Like, this is why we have it.
This is such like revisionist history. Like, it's actually, it's unreal.
How is it revisionist history?
I mean, I guess it's not.
Yeah. Like we said,
the thought was that we saved the Broncos.
I guess.
Yeah.
I think this is how we play it. You know, we save them people use them, so we can have them when other people don't have them.
Yeah, hold on. All right. You bet on Thursday. All right. So Tyler, rank 1-4. Are we taking the Raiders out? I think it's a mistake, but we can.
Tyler, you break the call because I think we can take them out. But Tyler, you're the tiebreaker.
I think we can take them out. Confidently take them out.
All right, listen, all our money's involved, so we'll take the Raiders out. When they win...
I'll bet them.
Listen.
We'll bet them in solidarity.
You guys know me well enough. I'm dying to blame others for things that I have a hand in if it goes wrong. That's just ask my wife. If the Raiders win and our pick loses, you're never going to hear the end of it, which I'm sure you already know.
We know that, yep.
All right, so power rank Houston, Denver, and New England, Tyler.
Denver, Houston, New England. Those are my 1, 2, 3.
So Denver, Houston, New England. Femi?
New England, Denver, Houston.
And then me, I will say Houston, New England, Denver. We all have a different toe.
I was like, have we gotten any closer? Do we want to sleep on it? Tomorrow
no,
finalize?
No, hold on.
Or do we want to finalize now?
No, we can finalize now. Okay. So, all right, let's think about this. I'm willing to take Houston out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Their offense is terrible. Like Tennessee has a new play caller.
And I think they're going to be very popular too. Like
Bill in our chat keeps bringing up the Chargers.
I want no parts of that.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, it's what if Jackson Dart's the next best quarterback of like all time?
And I'm being serious right now. I'm not saying I love the Giants in the game. Like the Giants defensive line should be able to impact this game.
Mm-hmm.
The Broncos beat the crap out of Herbert last week. And Bo Nix missed all those touchdown passes.
That'll be a raucous environment too. I think the fan base is very, very fired up. And Nick, you can speak to that about Jackson Dart. Like that's gonna be a legit home field for
until he throws a pick and then everyone will start booing again.
But in Jameis.
Oh man.
In Bo we trust.
What's holding you up on New England? Because you like New England too this week, Nick.
I do, I bet them.
Yeah. I like New England quite a bit. I bet them as well.
Let's go with New England then. I could be convinced.
Christian Gonzalez is back. Like that's looking good.
All right, hold on. Let's take a look at. I want to see Denver's schedule coming up. So Denver home at Philly at the Jets. I don't want to bet Bo Nix on the road. Home no, Giants, absolutely. Home Cowboys, at Houston, home Raiders.
There are other spots to use Denver, which I mean maybe that's the move that we save them. The more we save them, the further we're gonna go along, and all of a sudden it's 15% of the pool has Denver, and we have that bullet.
Should we just use the Lions? How are the Lions losing at home to the Browns?
I don't think they are, but I just don't think we gain that much by using them. I feel like we want to survive and also gain.
Survivors, yeah. I mean, I guess that's. I don't know. I kind of feel like you have to make it to the next week.
I mean, taking the Detroit Lions is the equivalent of punting on 4th and 2 at midfield. That's what that is.
Except you win if you do that. You win if
I mean, there's no guarantee.
You think the Lions are going to lose?
I don't think so, but it's an NFL game. We've seen 21-point favorites lose.
Are we doing that? Is that what we're doing right now? Sunday thing with the Lions hosting the Browns?
That's literally what this is. Survivor is any given Sunday. That's literally what this is. That's what it is.
Denver or New England? Final answer, Tyler.
You guys like the Patriots. Let's go with New England.
Femi, final answer.
I'll defer.
New England or Denver?
Pats, baby. Let's do it.
I think I'd rather do Denver.
Oh. Now I like that.
Make the case.
We'll do it tomorrow.
Let's
We're
sleep
down
on
to New England to Denver.
On.
We'll sleep on
okay.
it. I don't, because, like, what if the Patriots turn it over, like, 9 times again?
Yes.
Yeah, and then we lose. That's what happens. What if they don't?
I'm not having a great time.
You
hour number Sunday. Two. Hour number two coming up next. Femi's betting things, including Major League Baseball.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.